Hey, what's up, Plugged In Podcast? Thanks, everybody, for checking us out, man. We're going to get right into it. Today, on July 30th, 2018, LeBron James opened up a new school for kid at-risk kids. It's called I Promise. Today, the school opened up. Looks like there's 240 of them that will be attending this school from grades 1 through 8. I think that's pretty fucking dope. I mean, I've always had my own little opinion about LeBron James. I'm a huge Kevin Durant fan. But hey, look, man, you know, after all this time, I can't even hate this man anymore. You know, the shit that he's done off the court, no matter how much you may dislike him or whatever, you gotta give it to the guy. I mean, this shit is dope as fuck. You know what I mean? LeBron James has done, you know, there's a lot of athletes that played in the NBA and other sports who have never done more than just a regular foundation. You know what I mean? That people can donate to. This man has sent a lot of people to college. He's opened up his own school, by the way. It's in Akron, Ohio, where he was born. He went to Miami and did his thing. When he first had to sit down and decided to make the decision to leave, he was, you know, Cleveland fans burned his jersey. He went through a lot of bullshit, came back down, came back to Cleveland, brought Cleveland one home. And now this man's a Laker, and now he's opening up his own school. I mean, it's dope as fuck. The school year will actually be longer than a normal school year. Look, this school is all about helping kids who are in poverty, struggling. You know, he's pretty much giving, you know, putting a helping hand out so that kids that dealt with the same shit he possibly had to deal with growing up, and there's hundreds of thousands of them. So yeah, they also have activities to prevent kids from trouble. All the kids are getting a bicycle the first day of school. I thought that was pretty dope. Services of employment for parents that are struggling. If you're doing kind of bad on the bills and everything, they got activities and stuff that could be beneficial for the parents of the students to go to their school. I mean, like I said, again, LeBron's no stranger to giving back. You know, this man has spent $41 million in 2015 on college students, sending kids to college. Anyway, I wanted to get on another topic, some crazy shit that I heard, and I know I'm a little late. Kylie Jenner receiving $1 million for an Instagram post. No, wait a minute. $1 million to post on Instagram. Now, I don't know how many followers she got. I'm sure she has somewhere between 2 and 20 million, and I could be wrong. She could be at 80 million. Either way, what does the world come to where somebody like Kylie Jenner can ask for $1 million to post? And this is for like companies and that want her to promote their product on her Instagram post. Because, I mean, unless you just woke up under a fucking rock, my nigga, you should know that if there's a fine ass looking bitch on Instagram who, you know, 5 years ago was probably working in the back of churches and the church's chicken or something, but now she may have enhanced her looks a little, and she's on the internet, specifically Instagram. She could possibly have a premium Snapchat, but that's besides the point. She is out here posting herself as a public figure, and when, you know, when your followers go up, your price can go up. So a lot of these chicks out here could be hosting events, getting the bag. Some of them could just be, you know, getting flown out by niggas like Future and Drake overseas for a quick nut. And then you have some who are like Kylie Jenner, who have just fucked a rapper, had a baby by him, and based on the background of her family, because she's also enhanced her face and body, now she's getting $1 million just to post an Instagram post. Mind you, Instagram has like, you can make videos for up to a minute long. They have Instagram stories now, but as far as just a post, and this bitch is probably posting shit that's not even a minute long. So these flat tummy tea products, these you know, waist trainer product, whoever has the money, $1 million is what they need, first of all. And then they're going to hit her people up so that she can post, you know, their product and advertise it on her platform, which is on Instagram. And she's tapping in for $1 million. Ain't that some shit? I just can't believe that shit, bro. Like, what is the world coming to? Like, this bitch ain't came from nothing other than, you know, the OJ trial. She's like the baby. And, you know, don't get me wrong, she looked good, but she enhanced her body and enhanced her look, you know, her facial features. And it's just, I'm just so flabbergasted that that's what it's come to now. You know, Beyonce gets 75K to repost something on her Instagram. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if I had a fucking, I don't know, if I had my own product that I created that was oil for beards, you know what I mean, and would enhance beard growth, Beyonce's gonna tax me $75,000 just to repost an ad on her Instagram to promote my beard oil product. And Kylie Jenner's taxing $1 million. And people are really paying this motherfucker. Crazy. Yeah, what's up, man? You already know what the fuck going on. It's the Plugged In Podcast. So look, man, Tay K, the 17, 18, 19 year old nigga Tay K from Texas. Little Crip homie and shit. Those that don't know, I've reported a little bit on Tay K before. He's the nigga that came out with the song The Race. Song is still popular to this day. Song has had to have been out for almost a year by now. Top of the charts, doing all types of shit. When it came out, everybody was fucking remixing that shit. But anyway, the nigga basically did a song about going on the run after some criminal shit that he did. Some illegal shit that went down in the street. Him and a few other people that was involved, they like ran into somebody's house. Somebody got smoked. Somebody else got smoked. Like there was two murders, you know what I'm saying? Two homicides. You can look up the story. It came out so long ago. I know that's the logistics. I mean, that's for the most part, that's what went down. A couple people got smoked. And then this nigga Tay K went on the run. Well, this is the first nigga in history who actually rapped on a song about being on the run. So they caught the little nigga in like New Jersey or some shit. This is last year, 2017. And the nigga been in jail ever since. But his song, The Race, the song that he was rapping about going on the run, that motherfucker still slapping, you know, was breaking records, doing all type of crazy shit. But now Tay K is being sued, ladies and gentlemen. My man was plugged in because a lot of that, a lot of the traffic from that song, The Race, he was getting money. You know what I mean? It was getting ducked off into a trust fund, probably to pay for like court fees and, you know, a whole bunch of other shit. You know what I mean? But he couldn't touch it. But right now he's being sued. His record company and him is being sued for $1 million by the families of the two murder victims. These niggas is tired of this shit. You know, they want some money for their pain and suffering, and they don't feel like it's right that this little bitch ass nigga, even though he is in jail, they don't feel like he should be getting any money based off, you know, any profitable revenue off of his success, being that he is in jail for what he's in jail for. And I'm gonna be 100, my nigga. You know, like, the shit really is petty. Not the fact that this family is trying to sue this nigga, but the fact that little niggas are getting into what they're getting into and then are actually making a song. Like, fans were, and I'm not gonna lie, I was attached to the song, you know what I mean? But when you sat down and thought about what the fuck this nigga is actually rapping about and how it all came together, it's fucking ridiculous. I mean, this dude basically went on the run and then he went to the fucking studio while he was on the run and made a goddamn song about it. These young niggas these days ain't thinking, you know what I mean? Think before you speak, you know what I mean? And he wasn't on that type of shit. So now these motherfucking families of these people, of these murder victims, nigga, they don't give a fuck about that, nigga. They don't, and the way it's looking like Tay K is super fucked. At one point I was thinking, you know, cuz might get out, but I don't know if he's gonna get out ever now. It's just looking really, really bad. You know what I mean? And you know, the street shit has always been a part of hip hop culture, excuse me, and
you know, it's a bad situation. But these families, they want their money. They're suing for $1 million and the record company. Because, like I said, they don't feel like he should be making anything profitable off of, you know, the success of the records based on, you know, some shit that went down as far as their family is concerned. They're, you know, still grieving, obviously, from their from the murder victims who are their relatives. And, you know, they've had it. And I'm really not blaming them. Like, shit, I'm not really mad at them. You know what I mean? We'll keep you plugged in with all of that later on. I'm plugged in.
Hey, what it do, man? We plugged the fuck in. So Kendrick Lamar, those who aren't familiar with the show Power, 50 Cent's Power on Stars, my personal favorite show, even though this season 5 has been kind of whack up until now. Kendrick Lamar made his acting debut. I don't think he's ever acted in anything other than his own production for his own music. This is his acting debut on the show Power on Stars. I got to see it Saturday night, because if you got the Stars app, you can check it out. And a lot of people didn't get to see it till last night. Shit was pretty cool. I mean, he was playing a crackhead, and it's, to me, I'm not a actor, but I just don't think it's that hard to play a crackhead or mimic one if you've grown up around crackheads, if you've had any kind of contact. You know, I'm not judging his, you know, his acting ability, but the fact that he played a crackhead, I just don't see that being too difficult to play. But I think he did an amazing job for it to be his debut on something so huge like this, The Power. Shout out to Kendrick Lamar. The man just had a Pulitzer Prize last year, or was it earlier this year? And now he's acting. So I think it's pretty fucking dope. I hope to see him in more. But like I said, you know, a lot of days with blacks, with African Americans who act, once you get tapped into whatever type of role you want to be, that's pretty much, you know, they like to typecast you. So hopefully he can break out of that. And he hasn't done, you know, he didn't jump in the game doing comedy. So that's kind of good for him that he came in playing a crackhead, dope fiend, whatever you want to call it. Because, you know, that shows passion. That shows that you actually are actually trying, you know, to play a completely different character. And I'll put it to you like this: when it comes to Kendrick Lamar, when I watched him on Power, I didn't feel like I was watching Kendrick Lamar. If I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but one of my favorite movies is Ray, and Jamie Foxx played Ray Charles. And during the whole movie, I could not tell Jamie Foxx was Jamie Foxx. I thought Jamie Foxx was Ray. Yeah, he's playing a guy in a movie. He's playing someone. But, you know, what I'm basically trying to say is some of these actors who are into entertainment, rappers or whatever, and they cross over, some of them still look like who the fuck they is. They're just clearly acting in this movie as a different character. But when you could really act, when you could really put on a performance, when you can really get a standing ovation for your performance, it's because you performed as you put these people, they put themselves in that person's body, that character, they completely turn it around. And I feel like Jamie Foxx did that. And I feel like Kendrick Lamar did that on Power. So congratulations to you, big fella. Say, big fella, if you ever see us, shout us on out, because you plugged the fuck in.